Good afternoon. Weak upper level energy in conjunction with a stationary front at the surface is producing unsettled weather across interior New York and New England today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be common in this warm but increasingly more humid environment. Some of the showers could produce heavier bursts of rain, and some of the thunderstorms could produce localized flooding. So we'll be on the lookout for that as we get deeper into the afternoon hours. Meanwhile, temperatures today will hold in the middle to upper 70s for highs with that tropical feel. As another wave of low pressure passes through tonight, we'll continue with cloudy skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible during the overnight hours, otherwise muggy with areas of fog developing as lows go back into the lower and middle 60s. The system will try to clear through tomorrow, but it's moving so slowly that we'll have to at least put some showers in during the morning hours, and it's not out of the question that we could even see a few lingering showers into the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and the majority of the day will be dry, with temperatures in the lower 70s. That clearing trend will continue after some morning clouds on Saturday, increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in at the surface and temperatures will top out in the middle to upper 70s. The surface high will combine with a ridge of high pressure that will start to build in on Sunday, producing mostly sunny skies and even warmer readings with highs around 80. Then with a larger ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft for early next week, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies for the period Monday through Wednesday, with highs pushing into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Damaging winds and large hail will be the primary risks with these storms, as modest northwesterly flow and moderate instability appear adequate for upward growth of thunderstorms. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range through the end of the week. Heat advisories are also out for coastal South Carolina, southern Georgia, and the northern parts of Florida. Also, heat advisories for the immediate Gulf Coast of Texas. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with an elongated area of low pressure located a few hundred miles east of the southern Windward Islands. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development during the next couple of days, and a tropical depression could form while the system moves west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour across the Lesser Antilles and over the eastern Caribbean Sea. The mountainous terrain of Hispaniola and western Cuba could limit development during the first part of the weekend, but conditions are expected to be conducive for development early next week when the system is forecast to move near or over the Bahamas. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the low this afternoon, if necessary. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, and Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Daniel and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a chance of showers and storms in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs near 80. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, also muggy with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and possibly a storm tonight, Also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, also muggy with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, muggy with areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still mostly cloudy with scattered showers, especially in the morning, lower 70s. Clouds giving way to sunshine on Saturday in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday in the lower 80s. And mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.